in COVID history. As we head into April 2020, President Trump is a ratings hit. Mr. Trump and his coronavirus updates have attracted an audience of 8.5 million, roughly the viewership of the season finale of The Bachelor. That's not me talking. That's literally what the president tweeted. Word for word. It was weird.
Did you know I was number one on Facebook?
Number one on Facebook. So, Mr. Number One, how do we beat this pandemic? Maybe by wearing masks. The CDC says it's a good idea.
With the masks, it's going to be really a voluntary thing. You can do it. You don't have to do it. I'm choosing not to do it.
Great thinking, Mr. T. Who needs masks when you have tonight's sponsor? Hydroxychloroquine.
Hydrochloroquine.
Hydroxyquinolone.
It's unbelievable and totally untested.
We have purchased 29 million pills. We're sending them to the hospitals. We're sending them all over. There are signs that it works on this, some very strong signs.
But don't just take his word for it.
Everything shows that it works.
I think this is the beginning of the end of the pandemic. I'm very serious.
I think history will judge who's right on this debate. I bet on President Trump's intuition on this one.
Yes, our president knows best.
What do you have to lose? Take it.
Oh, my God. Can you believe that? And it actually happened, even though it's made to look like it's some old comedy, Willie Geist. Joe's off this morning, by the way. Willie, it's just hard to believe that those were the months and months that got us through this deadly pandemic, which is still going now, much in part because of claims like that.